أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained that the Jews and Christians did not want to follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not because they were in doubt of the truthfulness of Islam and the truthfulness of the Risalat of the messengership of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but rather the basic thing was they felt that they are Ahl al-Kitab, they are in control of all the Dini matters, so they should be followed, not that they follow others. So that is what their contention was, and we just learn this lesson from here, that no department of deen must feel that we are in charge of the whole of deen. Whatever work Allah takes from us, we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and we should see to all the other work which is carrying on and appreciate it. Deen is very vast and versatile. Every aspect of deen is necessary, and nobody today, the Sahaba was such that they managed everything. We don't have that capacity. Somebody is doing some part of deen, somebody else is doing some other part of deen. We should appreciate everyone what they are doing, and we should not think that deen belongs to us and we are in charge of deen. We should make shukr to Allah that He takes work of deen from us, and we should beg of Him that He accepts from us. So further now, Allah Ta'ala says that two explanations are given to this ayat here in front. One is a hypothetical, that is, if so, but it will never be so, but just that if it is, وَلَيْنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ or agar بِالْفَرْضِ تُو تَعْبِدَارِ كَرِي unke خَائِشُوا ki. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if hypothetically, which will never ever happen, which is not possible, but just as an argument that if you have to follow their desires, their hawa and nafs, that you must follow them which they want, not that they follow you, but that you follow them. If that has to, you have to do that. بعد الذي جاءك من العلم بعد اس علم کے جو تجھ کو پہنچا کے. And after this true knowledge that has come to you, and you know that you are the final Nabi, and this is the final message of Allah Ta'ala, this is the deen of Islam. If even after that, if which is impossible, that you follow their ways, then remember, مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٌ وَلَا نَصِيرٌ تو تیرا کوئی نہیں اللہ کے ہاتھ سے حمایت کرنے والا اور نہ مددگار. Then remember, there will be nobody to help you besides Allah Ta'ala, no helper, no solicitor, nobody to give you any support whatsoever. Not even Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and not even Musa alayhi salam will be able to help you. And when they can't help you, the great Nabis of Allah Ta'ala, then these people who are following the wrong thing, where are they going to be able to help you? So this is one that we realize, that if we don't follow Allah Ta'ala and His commands, and we want to please other people, there is nobody to help us. The absolute power is solely and only of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has got power over everyone. As a test, Allah put some other outward controlling authorities over us. But the actual power is only Allah Ta'ala. And a person should be sincere and follow the commands of Allah. If we don't follow that, and Allah now does not help us, then there will be no helper whatsoever for us from anyone. Even those people who promise to help us in this dunya, they will not only not help us, but they will become our arch enemies, in fact. So therefore, we should only follow Allah Tabarak, the commands of Allah Ta'ala. The other explanation of this is that this is an address not to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but to these Jews and Christians, that they understand. But Allah did not address them directly because they are not even fit for that they should be addressed directly. Like, for example, we know in many homes, if the mother-in-law wants to tell the daughter-in-law something, but for whatever reason, she can't tell her directly. So she tells her own daughter that don't do this, do that. But actually, she wants the daughter-in-law to listen. If she isn't telling her daughter, she's telling the daughter-in-law. Like that, yeah, Allah is not telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if you follow any other way besides the commands of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is speaking to these people, but they are not even fit to be spoken to directly. As in many other ayat of the Quran Sharif, also Allah makes it clear that these people are not even fit to be addressed. Leave them, they are like animals. Let them carry on in their way in this dunya. Soon they will know their results in the akhirat, and many times even in this dunya. So actually it is an address to them that if you follow any other way besides the laws of Allah which have come now, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, which is the deen of Islam, and to follow Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you follow any other way, then remember, even you will not have any helper whatsoever. The only help that will come to a person, wali and nasir, a friend and a helper, is only Allah Ta'ala. So be loyal to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, accept the sole authority of Allah Ta'ala, and obey His commandments. Only in there is your salvation, in there is your felicity, and in there is your success. So don't follow any other way. So there are these were things that in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the Jews and Christians of that time, it applies very aptly to our times also, and we all should take our lessons and be sincere to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and obey His commandments. His help will be there for us. There will be always the clash of falsehood and truth, and Allah's help will be always with the people who are on the truth and on right. Though temporarily the people of falsehood seem to have the upper hand, but we should have trust in Allah that Allah's help is there and He will help us eternally. May Allah give us proper understanding and appreciate this great kitab of the Quran Sharif and this great teachings that have been brought to us, and make our lives accordingly and get the help of Allah. There is nobody as great, as honorable, as loving, as protecting as Allah Ta'ala is. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.